USA Radio News.
The Trump administration has a plan ready to send billions of aid to farmers who have been caught in the crossfire between President Trump's trade disputes with China and the United States. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Jody Arntz is talking to farmers in Iowa.
We have seen that America's farmers and ranchers are being caught in the crosshairs. And what Iowa farmers, what I've heard from them, is they would rather see trade, not aid.
Today, the United States' ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, delivered remarks at the UN Security Council meeting on the Middle East. Haley talked about some of the international media's double standards.
While the international media pays very careful attention to every step Israel takes in self-defense, we must not lose sight of the very real damage that is being done to Israel from terrorist attacks coming from Gaza.
President Trump is in Kansas City today giving a speech at the VFW National Convention. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
Extreme, potentially dangerous weather is affecting a large portion of the United States this week, with flooding on the East Coast and heat advisories and fires on the West Coast. With temperatures in Phoenix, Arizona expected to reach over 115, Phoenix Assistant Police Chief Shelley Jameson says hikers need to take note.
Occasionally you get somebody out here who doesn't know what they were in for. You know, it's something that you can prepare for, and I don't know if you ever get used to it.
Today, while speaking in Kansas City, President Trump had high praise for Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. Hawley is running against Claire McCaskill in a tight Senate race in Missouri. Hawley was asked earlier today on Fox News what it means to have the president behind him.
Oh, delighted. I mean, I'm delighted to have his endorsement in this race, delighted to have his support, his record. He was voted for by 20 points by the people of Missouri. And, you know, after all this time, Claire McCaskill still hasn't gotten it. President Trump wins by 20, but Claire McCaskill won't support him on any major issues. She won't even meet with his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Senator Rand Paul met with President Trump on Monday to discuss the fact that once you leave a government job with the intelligence community, you still have access to top secret information. Former CIA Director John Brennan is an example of someone who has clearance, although he is a civilian. Senator Rand Paul was asked the president's thoughts on Brennan.
I think he's not real happy with Brennan and the others for basically, I mean, does anybody remember 5 or 10 years ago when people retired from the CIA, they might go on television, but they sort of act like statesmen, they act like retired statesmen, and they would weigh in on affairs from 60,000 feet, but you didn't have them saying, rah, 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 vote Democrat. You didn't have them calling the president words like disgusting and disgraceful.
No, absolutely not.
And so this is so over the top that something's got to be done, and these people do not need to be privy to secrets because they might be using these secrets for partisan purposes. I don't think you should reveal secrets to people who are calling the commander-in-chief treasonous. I don't think there's many people in America who are going to disagree with that judgment, that we would continue to give secrets to a person calling the president treasonous. So I do think that the American people are going to agree with him on this, and I would probably just go even further and say that really ex-CIA agents, once retired, should no longer have top secret clearance.
Brennan has been a frequent critic of President Trump, although Paul believes everyone who leaves their government post should lose their clearance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.